Exclusive, Ronna McDaniel, Attacking Biden's Mental Acuity Not the Key to Winning. By Hannah Blow on April 24, 2023. Attacking President Joe Biden's mental acuity is not the best strategy for Republicans to defeat Democrats in 2024. Republican National Committee, RNC, Chair Ronna McDaniel said during a Monday appearance on Breitbart News Daily. I've been very bullish on him being the nominee. Not that I wanted to be the nominee, but I just think the fact that they're playing with the primary calendar. The fact that he moves South Carolina first, he very clearly has a grip on the Democrat Party. McDaniel said amid skepticism of Biden's political future. As various surveys show Biden failing to garner the same support among the Democrat base that former President Donald Trump sees among the GOP. A Monmouth University survey released in March, for instance, found just 25% of Democrats expressing the desire for Biden to run again this next election cycle. Trump, meanwhile, is leading in the hypothetical 2024 field by double digits, and most Republicans believe he will be the nominee. That's great for us because most Americans, even most Democrats, don't want him to run. And especially as more and more revelations are coming about his family and their dealings with China and the poor state of our country. I mean, people are really struggling, McDaniel said before discussing what she believes is the more effective approach to taking down Biden. Simply put, she does not believe jokes about his mental acuity or personality will resonate. Many people have family members with issues, that doesn't ring true. And a lot of voters and focus groups that we've had in the past couple of years don't dislike him. They think he's kind of a nice guy. That's what they think, she said, explaining that the opinion began to change after the botched Afghanistan withdrawal and other disastrous policy moments. Watch, General H.R. McMaster, Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal was surrender to a terrorist organization. When that change was Afghanistan, when they saw him looking at his watch as 13 fallen service members came home. When that change is when they see the policy when they look at the southern border. She said, adding that talking about the Biden family's ties to China is also important. When you see the payments that have come to a family and then you look at what China's doing to the United States of America with the fentanyl that they're pouring across our border that he's ignoring. She explained, also highlighting the issues with TikTok as well as Biden selling the strategic petroleum reserves to China. This is a president that is putting China first. And I think the more that Americans see that and we connect the dots, the more the GOP can take him down, she explained. But we can't just do it with lazy attacks on something like him falling down the stairs. That's not gonna work. We actually attack him and his policies. McDaniel added, also stressing the importance of Republicans investing in the process of the elections. Watch, Biden, I applaud China for stepping up, excuse me, Canada. Democrats understand something that Republicans inherently don't. Democrats invest in process, year-round, 24/7. They're constantly doing it. Republicans wait until the candidates are chosen. You gotta invest in the process, voter registration. Getting into these counties, she explained, noting she is trying to change that mentality with the donor class as well. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Ronna McDaniel, April 24, 2023. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.